Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Pack the kids up. Put them in the minivan or the station wagon this summer. Drive a few miles south of Cincinnati into northern Kentucky to the tiny town of Williamstown. And when you're there, you and the kids will get to visit Ark Encounter. And what you're going to find at Ark Encounter is a 7-story high, 500-foot-long replica of Noah's Ark that someone took the time to build to the exact dimensions described in Genesis when Noah and his family, including his son Ham, packed up two of every animal on earth to protect them from the wrath of a very angry God. Ken Ham, who's no relation to the biblical son of Noah, or wait, is he? Spent $100 million on this project. You may have seen Ken Ham in the documentary film Bill Maher's Religious. He's also the founder of the nearby Creation Museum in Kentucky, where scientifically valid mock-ups depict humans frolicking with dinosaurs, thus proving, of course, that Genesis is not a myth, it's history.
Our goal is that people would come here and say, you know, I never realized Noah's Ark was so big. Wow, they answered questions like how you could fit the animals in the ark and how you could feed them and look after them. And really there's a word, feasibility. What we want to show people is this is feasible because we believe it actually happened.
Well, Ken Ham has also made some money through his company called Answers in Genesis out of exercising his First Amendment right to religious expression, and that's great. But here's the catch. Answers in Genesis got lots and lots of government tax breaks from the people of Kentucky. And after it got those, it fought hard for a religious test for whom it hires. And that has another First Amendment problem written all over it. Sherry Lawson is a reporter and local host for All Things Considered at WEKU in Richmond and Lexington in Kentucky. She's been covering the Ark and the community around it. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Todd.
Well, I tried to describe the biblical dimensions of Ken Ham's Ark, but that doesn't do it justice. What does this thing look like?
It is massive. Picture a child's book with Noah's Ark, or maybe the movie Evan Almighty. It's a huge, massive, giant boat, a crude-looking wooden boat sitting in the middle of a field. It's really been crafted very well by Amish craftsmen, and it's enormous. It's a massive structure. It was built 15 feet off the ground. It stands about 510 feet long, 85 feet wide, and 51 feet high. It is truly massive, sitting in the middle of a field.
So Ken Ham wants us and our kids to traipse through the Ark and understand that it was feasible and that the Genesis story really happened the way the Bible says it does. And that's great. But I mentioned the problem here that this $100 million religious story has a lot of tax breaks behind it.
Here's the thing about that. The state promised the Ark Encounter a rebate of sales tax that could amount to as much as $18.5 million. Well, the state revoked the sales tax because of a statement of faith, because they realized that only Christians could be hired. Answers in Genesis took it to court and they won, and they called it a victory for religious freedom.
Surely it's a victory for religious freedom on some level, but how does an organization that says we're only going to hire Christians turn around and get concessions from the taxpayers of Kentucky?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I only know that the judge ruled in favor of Ken Ham and that the new governor, Matt Bevin, is not going to appeal that decision. So Ken Ham is a young earth creationist, and he makes no apologies for that. He believes the book of Genesis literally. He believes the earth is 6,000 years old and that dinosaurs roamed the earth with humans. Well, Pastor Bob Fox is a Baptist minister. He's not a creationist, and he's fine with the Ark Encounter. He's fine if somebody wants to have a Bible-based theme park and encourage people to believe in the Bible, but he's not fine with the tax breaks because it violates the separation of church and state. It's a church and state issue. Pastor Bob Fox thinks it's really not okay.
The Ark Encounter is a ministry, and I feel like that they can do what they want with their ministry and with their ministerial dollars. I have a real problem when the government begins to support one religious expression over another.
So the people around Williamstown in northern Kentucky there who are watching all the tourists visit the Noah's Ark, I mean, do they suspect that Ken Ham is giving history and science lessons, or do they suspect that he's giving religious studies lessons?
I talked with many people in Williamstown. Many of the people I spoke with are extremely supportive. They can't wait. They can't wait for the Ark to happen on several levels. One, people believe some of the things that Ken Ham believes. They do think he's teaching a literal interpretation of the Bible, and they're okay with that. However, there are other people who are not okay with that. I talked with a couple of those people, but they would not go on tape. People in Williamstown who told me, you know, what's going to happen after 40 days and 40 nights, or I think this is absurd, they wouldn't go on tape because Williamstown is a tight-knit community, and they're afraid of repercussions if they speak against the Ark.
They feel like they're facing some social pressure there.
Exactly. The town is small, and there are a lot of empty storefronts. They're looking for a makeover. They want to revitalize the town. And a woman named Cindy Pelkey, she's 60 years old. She's lived in Grant County, Kentucky all of her life. She grew up in the area. She remembers when the town was vital. She, just a few months ago, put a new business in called Simple Pleasures. It's a gift shop. She hand makes everything in the shop. She is really counting on the Ark encounter to buoy her business, as it were. I mean, she's really counting on the Ark.
I think it's finally going to bring some money into the county. It's going to get Williamstown back up and running. Williamstown almost become a ghost town.
Well, Sherry, I know we're talking about the Old Testament here, but is there a chance that Ark Encounter could resurrect Williamstown?
A good question. I know that the mayor believes that. I mean, the mayor told me that he has partnered with the Ark Encounter. He's completely supportive of it. He admitted that no hotels have gone up, no big restaurants. Now, having said that, the Ark has a 1,500 seat restaurant, a standalone restaurant at the Ark. But I think the mayor and other townspeople were hoping to see hotels and restaurants going up around the area. That has not happened. He said they've been talking with people who indicated, well, let's see if there really is a flood of tourists.
Well, the small businesses around Williamstown, Kentucky are popping up two by two. Will the flood of tourists come and support Ken Ham's Ark experience? The taxpayers sure have supported it. Let's see if tourists do too. Sherry Lawson is reporter and local host of All Things Considered at WEKU in Richmond and Lexington in Kentucky. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks so much, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.